Sean Penn secretly interviewed Joaquin El Chapo Guzman for a Rolling Stone interview as the Mexican drug kingpin was on the run from authorities following his escape from a maximum security prison. The head of the Sinaloa drug cartel was captured Friday after a months-long international manhunt, largely thanks to the interview with Penn, according to the Associated Press. Here's five things we learned about El Chapo from that meeting. Number one, he claims to rarely resort to violence. El Chapo doesn't consider himself to be a violent person and only uses physical force when absolutely he has to. Look, all I do is defend myself, nothing more. But do I start trouble? Never, El Chapo told Penn. When asked to define himself, El Chapo said he's a person who's not looking for problems in any way. Number two, he had to approve the Rolling Stone article. Penn's Rolling Stone story had to be submitted for El Chapo's approval before publishing, according to an editor's note at the top of the article, which was posted on the magazine's website late Saturday. Number three, he really enjoyed his freedom. El Chapo had been extremely happy since bolting from Altiplano Maximum Security Prison through an engineered mile-long tunnel in July. He said he's been living his life with lots of happiness because of my freedom. When asked by the Hollywood actor whether he would change the world, El Chapo said, "For me, the way things are, I'm happy." Number four, he's been drug-free for decades. El Chapo hasn't done any drugs in the last 20 years, he told Penn. He said he tried them many years ago but had never been an addict. And number five, he's very close with his family. El Chapo's only hope is to spend the rest of his days with his family. I want to live with my family the days God gives me, he said when asked if he has dreams or hopes for his life. El Chapo also said he has a perfect relationship with his mother and worried his escape would put his family members at risk. He said he came from a very humble family, very poor. This article posted by Melissa Chan.